Vayter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Yudal. Ping it up on the top of the page. 2, 4, 6, 9 lines down. Last one line. Rabbi Shimon Machshir Behiloch. Next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says that we know there's Arba Vodos, and if they're done, you know, with a problem, then it's going to be problematic. However, Rabbi Shimon says, well, the Holacha, that's just bringing the Dam, that's not going to be an issue you had in mind for something else, because it's not necessary to have halacha, because maybe you could shecht right by the place and then catch, and then, you know, shecht, catch, and spritz right there. Rav Shimon Lakish says, however, Moder B'Shemin B'Holachas HaChatos HaPnimius. He agrees when it comes to the Chatos HaPnimius, Shemachshava Posel, Spud Machshava is going to be Pasalit, because the Shechita is generally done in the Azara, and then they go and they carry from their Pnimius, Hol V'Avoda She'en Yachal Levatla. It's not able to be Levatla, you're going to have to do it. Says Rashi, it's not normal to go and shecht it in the heichal, in the sanctuary. They're going to bring it into the corner of the mizbech that's inside and to spritz it on the parochas. So therefore, it is necessary to carry it. Therefore, if there's going to be a machshava, can mess it up. Rav Shimon. And so we're talking about here, he's of the opinion that kol she'enu mizbeach achitzon kishlamim ein chayavim l'mishon pikol. Any carbon that the dam isn't thrown on the mizbeach, on the outer, like a shlamim is done, then ein chayavim l'mishon pikol, it's not going to be chayav because of pikol. Rashi explained, kol she'enu, kol carbon, she'en matan domo al mizbeach, Hachitzon, it's not necessary to lafuke chatos apinimius. It's going to be to exclude the ones that are apinimius. Then what's going to be? It's going to ain chayavim alav mishum pigol. It's not going to be any pigol there. So according to Rav Shimon, an inner chatos can never become pigol, and therefore we should say that a korban doesn't become disqualified if it's done shalo lishma. And for the Gemara, Amar Biyosi Rav Chanina, Moda hayu lifsol mikal v'chomer. Rav Shimon's masking that even though an inner chatos that's brought with pigol doesn't become pigol, it is going to be pasul. Right, Rashi says, Nehi de'in ben pigol is chayv karis al chilaser, we chayv karis al modu de machshava chutz zman aposelis mekav chomer, it's going to pasul from mekav chomer. So it's going to mekav chomer. Uma shalol lishman, if it's done not lishma, shehuchshu b'shlamim pasul b'chatos, Chutz is mana, supposed to be shaman or dangerous of chatas. So, if you have something which is done lo lishma, which is going to be kosher for a shlamim, but it's going to be no good for a chatas, then chutz is mana, and something which is outside of its time, which is going to pass the shlamim, of course it's going to pass the chatas. Says Rashi, miu karis lo nafkalan, bo mi na, we don't learn karis from it, the ha kavachomer. Mikoach shalo lishmo asi v'dayu lahavo labo min adin leos kenidon. So not going to be chayav karis from that idea. Can't teach that someone who's involved with it inner chatas with this intent is going to be chayav karis, because the kavachomer is based on the din of shalo lishmo, the kavan of lo lishmo. So this psul of pigol can't be more severe than the thing of shalo lishmo, which is what it's learned from. Therefore, you can't learn karis. And since there's no karis for having this carbon that's brought to the lishma, you can't also say it by the chatas of panimius. That's about what's done with pigol. The ashkechon chutz lizmano. Okay, so now we've dealt with ashkechon chutz lizmano, that if you have kavana to do it outside of its time, that it's going to passel a chatas panimius. Chutz limkomo, in order, if you have in mind that you're going to do it out of its place. So ashkechon the chutz limkomo, nami b'shlamim k'stiv, u'minayu gamrinan l'chol ezvachim. Rabbi Shimon, de lo gami minayu el chitzonos kemosan minole de passel panimius. How do you know it's going to be passel? Imi chutz lizmano, if you want to learn of chutz lizmano, Rashi says, b'ma metzinu. Malachutz is mano shekin kares. Malachutz is mano is kares. I mishalo lishma. Right? It's and if you want to learn it out from the psul of lo lishma, you can't do that. You can't noig bibama. But that applies to Obama, but the psul of outside of a place doesn't apply to Obama. Rashi explains shekoyne noig bibama bikarban bamas yachid. We're talking about a bamas yachid b'shas heter abamas, when you're allowed to have your own personal altar. Sharei shanoi Kodesh, Shinoi Kodesh, who Tomar Bechutz, Limkomo, the Lo She'en Mechitza Bebama, Bechola Bika Mekomo Ad Sof Ha'olam. There's no actual designated place where it's going to be, so you don't have that issue. Shalol Lishma, says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. Shalol Lishma and B'mai Noig. To what type of carbon does this psul of Shalol Lishma apply? B'Pesach V'Chatas, only Pesach V'Chatas. Pesach V'Chatas B'Bama Lo Karbu, but this is never brought in the B'Bama in the first place. Therefore, the psul of Lo Lishma doesn't apply to a B'Bama. There's no issue. V'Bai Seima. We can learn another makar for this din that when it's out of its place, if it comes out of its place, it's gonna passle. Chatas penimius, you might say ma hekesho. You could say that it's a hekesh. Shlishi ze chutz lizmano. The pasuk says on the third day, right? It's talking about the pigle. It says v'im heochol yeochel. If so, zevach shlamin bayom shlishi lo yichashev lo pigle yihiyah. And if some of the meat of the shlamim is going to be consumed at all on the third day, it's not going to be considered to him that offered it. It's going to be pigle. Shlishi zeh chutz lizmano. Three is already considered out of its time. Pigle zeh chutz limkomo. And pigle is talking about chutz limkomo. We learn now, when it's all right next to each other in the pasuk, that just like outside of its time is going to passel in a chatas, so too something which is out of its place is also going to do that. Amarava, imtim salam. We said what? This is based off. Rabbi Shimon said in the Mishnah that if you did it with lo lishma, it's not going to passel it because that's something that can be. We're talking about over here the. Holacha. That's not a problem because you don't have to actually do that. You can just shecht it right there and spritz it right there. Not the penimius, but the chitzonius. And then we said that if Shem is masculine in the case of a chatas penimius, that you do have to move it over there. And now we move on that. If you want to see, holds like his son, Rabbi Lazar, Damer Beina Ulum Limizbech, Safot, Ein Machshavu Me'elis, Holacha Chatos, a penimius, Elim Pesach Ulam Vilifnim. Maybe if you want to imtim saloma that he agrees with the son who says that the area between the ulam and the mizbeach is considered part of the northern section of the chatzer. Right, that's what Rav Shimon he holds that the northern part of the chatzer between the mizbeach and the ulam is a valid place to shecht kachi kachim. Like a chata, so even though the Torah says kosher kosher has to be shechted by the mizbech tzafona, and it's not directly in the north. Rabbi Lazar still says it's okay to do it over there as well. It's considered north. Then ein machshavas ma'elus ba'olachel chatos apnimis. And if you have the wrong intent during the holacha of the inner chatas, it's not going to work. Elu pesachul afnim, unless the kohen had the intent from the doorway of the ulam and going in. If the kohen brought the dam of the inner chatas in the area of the mizbech and the ulam with the wrong intent, then it's going to not be disqualified at all because halacha in that area can be, you don't have to come to do it because you can shecht it directly in front of the ulam. We should say that therefore it's not going to impact it. Now, v'intim salam esav halacha Rabbi Yehuda, maybe you want to say that he, Rabbi Shimon holds Rabbi Yehuda, the amar toch hazara mekadesh. The floor that's inside the Azara can be Mekadesh things that are brought over there. Yehuda says, it comes up much later in the Sechta, that the floor of the courtyard between the Ulam and the Mizbech and the Ulam has the same Kedusha as the Mizbech itself. So therefore, the Emurim of the carbon can be burnt on that part of the floor instead of on the Mizbech itself. So the Amar Toch Azara Mekadesh Ein machshava naas b'lachas silik b'zichin, an improper, you know, machshava, having the wrong machshava of where it's going to be during the holacha for removing the spoons of frankincense of levana is not going to. Ein machshava me'elas b'lachas silik b'zichin elim pesach hechal luchutz, unless the kohen had that intent from the doorway of the hechal and outward. Until he goes and he leaves the ulam.
V'imtim salomar safa kedusha heichal v'ulam chadehi. We want to say that the kedusha of the heichal and the ulam are considered one, as one kedusha, and therefore the shulchan can be put even in that area in machshava mo'eles. Then it's not going to do anything. It's not going to help. Like an improper thought, unless the kohen had intent while doing it, doing the halacha from the beginning of the doorway until the ulam and outwards till the end of that area, right? He had the kavana while walking through this 5 amma area, this doorway. Then pigol in that area is not effective, since we assume that that area, the ulam, has the same kedusha as the heichal, and pigal is also ineffective outside the door of the ulam because the levona can be burnt immediately outside the door. And for the only place when the improper intention would passel the lechem upon him is in the actual doorway itself. Vintim salomar ha-pesach kilifnim. And if you want to say that the inside of the doorway is considered like inside the ulam, ein machshava mo'eles afilu p'si'achas, the wrong intention is not effective even during one step of the kohen's halacha, elav chadei hoshatas yado, only during the time of stretching out his hand. Since the shulchan can be put in the doorway itself, and levona can be burnt on the floor of the chatzer, immediately outside the doorway, the kohen bringing the levona, all he has to do is reach out with his hands over there and put it down. Therefore, only pigol during the act would actually invalidate the lechem upon him. Vintim salomer savar halacha shlo beregel lo shma halacha ein machshava mo'eles klal. And if you want to say that Rabbi Shimon holds that halacha that's not done by your foot is not even called halacha, like if you're doing it with your hands, Rashi says though shatas yado haleches shlo beregel, so without walking, then improper intention is not going to be effective at all when carrying the lavona. Any need to bring it by foot can be knocked out, and therefore, no kavana during any part of the halacha is going to mess up the lechem ha-panim. Let's talk a little bit more about this thing called halacha. Amar le Abaye la Amore de Rav Chista. The Amore was the one that used to, you know, speak out that which that Uv was speaking. You'd be like his speaker. You know, like his loudspeaker. So he said to the dad of Rav Chista, "Boy, my name Rav Chista. You know, ask Rav Chista halacha bazar mahum. What's the din of a zar doing halacha? Is that a problem or not? A non-kohen. Amar leik sheira. He said back to him, it's kosher. Umikra misay Rav Chista. Rav Chista said back that it's kosher. And we have these pasuk that support me. Mikra misayeni. Have these pesukim that support me. Vayishchetu Pesach v'yizkra kohanim yodam alavim mishi mafshitim. They shecht the Pesach and the kohanim threw the dam from their hand, and the levim went ahead and they would do afshata. They would flay. They would skin the animals. Oh, so says Rashi that miyodam shel shochtin. Masri shochtin zarin, and it was the zarin were shochtin. Vashmin and kra shazarim lochein oso miyad amekabel malichin oso lizok. They go out and they take it from them and they bring it to go to throw over here. That the kohanim threw the dam that was in the hands of those that shechted it. Since a non-kohen should shecht it, you would think also it means that he's able to do halacha also, right? He's going to walk it over to the kohen. He's going to throw it. Maser Rav Sheshes Zar V'Onin, a Zar, a non-kohen, and a Onin, a person who lost one of his Zayin Krovim, father, mother, son, father, brother, son, father, brother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. The person, you know, before they go and they bury the body is called an onin. The kohen is onin is also to do the you're not allowed to do the avoda. Azar v'onin. Turn the page. You're down on the base. Shiker ubal mom. Someone was drunk. A kohen who's drunk. That is Rashi Hainish to Yayin. Ve'eva Kabbalah ubal mom. You have somebody's ubal mom, right? The kohen is considered ubal mom. Pasul from doing these things. Also, while sitting or using his left hand, the coin is going to pasul from using
doing any type of avodas. So this brisah is pretty straightforward, that Azar is not allowed to do this idea of halacha. So the Gemara, tiyufta, okay, knocks off. That's pretty simple. En chinami, knock off of chista, and we're going to knock him right off. He tried. He was good. We knock him right off. I, Rav Chista, Kura, come, but he wrote a pasuk to back himself up. Right? The Kohen who threw the dam, took it from a non-Kohen. Sounds like a non-Kohen is able to do halacha. No, the Avin Raisa, it's Deba. That's talking about with a non-Kohen, he was just, he was, took the place of a pillar. He stood in place while holding the dam, and he didn't move it towards the Mizbech at all. Okay. Rabbi of Yosef Rav Shai, they say, Olach HaBazar Mechlokas Rav Shimon Rav Bilal. This is actually a Mechlokas between the two of them. Rav Shimon Dalma Avoda She'ef She Levatla Lav Avodi. Rav Shimon says the Avoda could be Mevutal is not considered an Avoda. Therefore, Kseir Bazar. Rabbanu Am Psula, Rabbanu argue and they say, that's not true. And it's not going to be Kasher, it's going to be Fossil. Amalu Abaye. Abaye says, Hi, Vaha Shchuta, but what about the idea of Shchita? The Avoda She'ef She Levatla, that's not a bit of Mevutal. Kseir Bazar, it's straight up, Bazar is allowed to do it. So why are you making the Holach dependent on if it can be, if it's able to be Mevutal or not? If the Gemara Amalai, Shchita Lav Avodi. Whoa. Shchita is not an Avoda. Right? If other people, the fact that people that are not qualified for other voters are able to do Shchita clearly. Sign of Oda, says Rashi, Mide Iskashuba, call up Sulem. Halabidi Dahavi, Avoda, Vif Shalavatal, Pasal Bazar, it's going to be Pasal Bazar, so if you need to do the Alacha, it's going to be Pasal. Velo, really, Shrit is not Avoda, Vomer Bazar Marav, Shrit is part of Bazar, Psula, the Shrit of the part of Duma Bazar, is going to be Pasal, Vomer Rav Allah, and Rav said about it, Elazav Chukak Sivba. It's learned out from the words Elazar. And chukah, a decree, which are written reference to the shechita of a par aduma, right? The kohen gadol, since the kohen gadol is chayv to go to shecht a par aduma, must be that shechita is taka in avoda. What are you going to say now? This is one of shiny par. It's different. It's called shvedik abayis, because something which shvedik abayis, they were makdish it, that it only has kedushas damim. Therefore, it can't be considered avodas. V'lav kol shekein, kol dekenu, isn't that a kol shekein that shechita should be considered an avoda? Kacha b'dek abayis havi avoda. We know that things that are kacha b'dek abayis is of kedushas damim. It's for the upkeep of the kibbutz hamikdash. It's considered avoda. Kacha mizbech lav avodi. And if it's kacha mizbech, it's not considered avoda. Of course, it'd be considered avoda. Amar Rav Shisha Bar Ravi, the midi dehava amaros negayim is similar to maros negayim tsaras the lava vodahi. Checking it is not an avoda. By a kunia, you need a coin to go to check it. So you see that even though something's got to be done by a coin, not necessarily an avoda. So we say the shecht of a paraduma is also not called an avoda. Ay vare olacha sevarim the kevish, but there we know we bring the limbs to the ramp of the mizbech, davodah shef shalavatul is something to be able to avatul psula bazar, but it's still going to be pasul bazar. Duchsev ikriv a kohen esakov hikter mizbecha, v'amar mar zo halachas ivarim lekevish. This is bringing the limbs to the ramp, so we see that even in avoda that's able to be avoided has to be done by a Kohen. So how could Rabba and Rav Yosef say that saying Saddam is something which is avoidable according to Rav Shimon, therefore it doesn't have to be done by a Kohen? Even though Rav Shimon says that Olacha is not an Avoda because it can be, you can circumvent it, you should mask him that when it's necessary to do it, it's got to be done by a Kohen. And for the Gemara, Hecha de Gali Gali, Hecha de Lo Gali, where the Torah told us that a Kohen is necessary, it told us, and that's it. And where it doesn't tell us that a coin is necessary, it's not telling us, right? So then, when you're carrying the limbs to the ramp, to the kevesh, Torah is saying that you need a coin. So even though this is avoidable, it's still got to be done by a coin. And what about the dam, of conveying the dam, bringing up the holach of the dam? The Torah doesn't say a coin is necessary. Therefore, one can say that since this is avoidable, according to Rabbi Shimon, it can be done even by a non-Kohen. In fact, the Gemara, V'lav kol dekenu, What do you mean? Shouldn't we say now, all the more so, a kol shekein, that a kohen is necessary for bringing the dam? When it comes to halacha, bringing this up to the ramp, which is not, somebody says ma'akev for kapara, but yet you need a kohen, but it doesn't stop a person getting it if it's not done. Halacha dam de ma'akva kapara, that is going to be ma'akev for kapara, of course you're going to need a kohen. Right? So even according to Rosh Shimon, the idea of halacha of the dam has to be done by a kohen. It's my nami. We can also support this idea. Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Holacha Bazar Psula, Afil Rabbi Shimon. Bringing by a czar is going to be apostle, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Even if he's going to be Moscow, Holacha is considered an avoda that has to be done by a Kohen. But he holds that if a Kohen brings a dam with the wrong intentions, like Pigel, then it's going to be good. And his reasoning is that since the validity of the carbon is not dependent upon this particular doing over here, therefore it's not considered as part of the avodas that caused it to become mutter, to be eaten over here, right? Which is what we brought earlier for pigel. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.